Hello. I'd like to report a crime, please. Do I have to say it out here in front of everyone? Please, I don't want everyone to know about this. It's so embarrassing. You'll take my statement in a private interview room. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. I mean, officer. You promise no one can hear us in here? Okay, so the walls are soundproof and the lock can't be opened without your key. That is perfect. Thank you so much, officer. Start from the beginning, okay. I was raped tonight multiple times. At a party. You need the details? All of them? Okay, so I got invited to a party at a frat house on campus. Beta, theta, pi, write that down. And I was supposed to go with my roommate Lindsay, but she caught a stomach bug and had to stay in bed. I wasn't sure about going by myself to a party full of people that I didn't know. And she said that I just need to get out and socialize. And I haven't been making any friends ever since I came here. I'm kind of a shy introvert. So I guess that's why I decided to go anyway. I'd never been to a frat party. And I've seen movies, so I know what to expect. At least I thought I did. So I went to the party. What's that? Yes, officer, this is the outfit that I was wearing. And it's not exactly what I normally wear. I don't go to my computer science classes in a mini skirt and mesh black halter top. God, these heels. I could barely walk in them, and I had to borrow all of this from Lindsay, and it barely fits. My breasts are just barely contained by this stupid flimsy fabric. I don't own clothing like this. Yes, I guess it does show off a lot of my body. Why does that even matter? Okay, you're just getting the facts. Okay. So I got to the party around 10, and it was already in full swing. The music was so loud that you could hear it from down the block, and there were frat guys drunkenly wrestling each other on the front lawn in front of the crowd. I felt a little out of place, but I just sucked it up and walked up the front steps and into the house. The smell of booze and weed just hit me in the face right away. And the first thing I saw was a guy and a girl just going at it, just right there in the front hallway. Now, I'm hardly a prude, but she was letting him feel her up under her shirt, right where anyone could see. And the sounds they made, well, I can see why they call it sucking face. I pushed past them quickly and I found myself in the living room. Right away, this guy came over holding two beers and offered me one. I don't really drink, but I thought it might help me get over some of my social anxiety. So I took it. And I was so nervous that I started drinking it really quickly. And I must have finished the whole bottle in under 10 minutes. No, I wasn't drunk. I was just nervous, so I drank it fast. And then I got another one. It helped, okay? I just felt myself get a little more relaxed. And I'm sitting on the sofa talking with this guy, and he was handsome, and he seemed like he was really interested in me. I don't have a lot of experience with flirting, but I tried my best, and I smiled at him, and I didn't move his hand when he put it on my thigh and started rubbing up and down. I was just a little nervous, though, so I had him get me another beer. And this one tasted a little different than the first two. but I drank it down anyway. Eventually, he started touching my breasts too. Only now, he wasn't as nice, and he was grabbing them hard and squeezing and making me whimper. I tried to tell him to stop, but I couldn't form the words. And then he was kissing me, and I felt his wet, wriggling tongue just invading my mouth and swirling around widely. He tasted terrible. It made me gag. And I just wanted to push him off. But it was like my arms were made of lead, and my whole body felt heavy and weak. I could barely move. And my vision just started to get fuzzy, like little black dots formed around the edges of what I could see. I couldn't even form the words to tell him to stop. I could only mumble weakly, incoherently. What? Well, no, I didn't technically tell him to stop, but that's because I couldn't say anything at all. He fucking drugged me. He must have put a roofie in my third beer. I was not drunk, okay? I was fucking drugged. After he violated my mouth with his disgusting tongue for a while, he pulled back and had this evil grin on his face. He said, "Why don't we go somewhere a bit more private?" And then dragged me up, and I couldn't even stand. And he had his head under my shoulder and basically carried me up the stairs and into a bedroom. And those fucking people at the party saw it happen. There were tons of people, and they just let him carry me away like a fucking prize. And when we got into the bedroom, he threw me down on the bed and just let out this laugh. He said my flirting got him horny and that girls who dress slutty in tees really turn him on. I did not even flirt with him that much, officer, and I certainly did not tease him. I just let him rub my thigh and smiled at him, laughing at his jokes and trying to be pleasant. I mean, look, yes, I said I tried to flirt with him, but it's like I told you, I'm not even good at it. No, I most certainly did not tease him. Why are you looking at me like that? At my clothes? Yes, I guess you could say I was just slutty, but who the fuck cares? I can't dress however I want without having some perverted frat boy thinking that I'm teasing him. What happened next? The fucker didn't even bother closing the door. He just started stripping down until he was completely naked. And his cock was so hard and so big. And he got up on the bed, and he rolled me over onto my back. I was so weak, I couldn't even really move my arms to slap him away. All I could do was manage a few soft whimpers. Please, please. Yes, that's all I said. That's all I could say. I begged him to stop. He didn't even listen to me. Without saying a word, he pulled down my panties and then tossed them aside, and he grabbed my legs and spread them apart, and then, oh, he went down on me. He put his face, do I have to say all of this? Fine. He put his face between my legs and started licking my pussy with his disgusting tongue and touching me everywhere with it, like deep inside and up and down my lips and all over my clit. And I couldn't even lift my head to look down and see what he was doing. But, oh, I could hear his moans. He made these awful, hungry, growling moans as he licked and kissed me down there. After a few minutes of this, I heard him give a horrible laugh. And then he said, "Don't act like you don't want this, slut. You're soaking wet for me. Yes, I was dripping wet. But that's only because of a natural reaction by my body to what he was doing. I didn't want any of it. I didn't enjoy any of it. I couldn't control that. It doesn't mean anything. Anyways, after he said that, he got up onto his knees and looked down at me with this, just what I could describe as a wolfish look. It's just wolfish. I felt his hands spreading my legs wider, and then his cock was pushing against me, and I felt the swollen head poking and prodding at my entrance as he chuckled and smiled down at me. And then he gave a hard thrust and just pushed forward inside of me, impaling me on every inch all at once. And I would have screamed if I could have, and it was absolute agony. I'm not a virgin, but I haven't had much experience, and not with anyone as big as he was. It was felt like he must have been at least 9 inches. I could barely take it all. And I thought that he was just going to tear my poor little vagina apart. At first, he just left it in there. I guess he was enjoying the way my small pussy was spasming and clenching on him, trying to force him out. But then he leaned down, putting his hands on either side of my head. And he just started fucking me hard, and it was so horrible and so rough and not like anything I've ever felt before. And I think that he wanted to hurt me, enjoyed hurting me. His face was just inches above mine the whole time, and I had to stare at his sadistic smirk. The whole bed just shook with the force of his thrusts and the wet slapping sounds of our bodies smashing together must have been audible to anyone in the hallway outside. As if being raped by him wasn't bad enough, after a while he leaned down and kissed me. No, I don't think a kiss is really the appropriate way to describe it. It was like, more like he was raping my mouth at the same time that he was raping my pussy. It wasn't like when he was kissing me before. That at least resembled normal kissing. This was basically fucking my mouth and throat with his tongue, just slamming it in and out the same way he was with his cock, just pushing it in so deep that it made me choke as it tickled the entrance to my throat. My lips are even a little bit cut up from how hard he pressed his teeth into them. Look at them. Look at that. Violating my mouth like that must have really excited him, because it wasn't long after that that I felt him tense up and start to come inside of me. He held his cock all the way in until he finished coming, and then he pulled out, and I just felt so disgusted. I thought I would puke. I probably would have if I'd had the strength for it. He just looked at me and, oh God, he patted my belly with mocking gentleness and said, "I hope you're on protection, sweetheart. Wouldn't want you to get bred, would we? And I'm not on birth control. Why would I be? I don't go out sleeping with guys every weekend like some girls." So awful. I never felt so violated in my entire life. But at least he was finished. I felt some measure of relief. I thought, if I was lucky, he would just leave me there and I could lay in peace until the drugs wore off and I could get up and leave. And then I heard more laughter. And with what little strength I had, I turned my head to the side and saw that there were two more guys standing there, completely naked and hard, and they must have been watching. The first guy slapped them both on the shoulders and said, "I got her nice and warmed up for you boys. Have fun." And don't worry, the bitch likes it rough. And after he said that, he gave me a wink and then got dressed and left. And then the two guys just pounced on me like jackals. And one of them grabbed me by the hair and yanked me around so that my head was hanging off the edge of the bed. And the other one got between my legs and laughed as he shoved his fingers roughly into my sore pussy. Jesus, Brad really filled the bitch up. She's fucking flooded with cum. I just thought that I would die of shame right then and there. And then he said, "Well, I'm not settling for any sloppy seconds. Lucky for me, you have another hole that hasn't been touched yet." And my eyes just went wide with panic, and I managed to mumble out another weak plea. "Please." But the bastards just ignored it. I heard the one between my legs spit, and then I felt his hard cock just pressing against my tight asshole. I've never had anything in there before, not even a finger. And I used what little strength I had to try and clench it shut, but it was no good. He just kept humping and prodding against me until his head just popped inside me. I opened my mouth in like a silent scream, but it was quickly filled by the other guy's cock. And his hands wrapped around the back of my head, and he lifted it forward as he thrust down with his cock. It was dripping with his pre-cum already, and I felt it rub onto my tongue as he cleaned my mouth. Before I could even start to adjust to what was happening to me, I felt the cock in my ass start to push forward. And my clenching didn't do any good. It just made him grunt and say, "Damn, you're tight, baby. Don't worry, I'll loosen you up real good." And he dug his fingers into my thigh so hard it hurt. And his nails cut me, and he left bruises from where he squeezed. Then he... "What? Show you. Okay, fine. Do you want me to come closer and lift my skirt higher so you can see? Can you see now?" He really... "You need to inspect them. I understand. Just please be more gentle." Anyway, where was I? Right, so he grabbed my thighs so hard and pushed forward. No matter how hard I clenched, it didn't stop him. And he just kept slowly pushing more and more of his cock inside of me until I finally felt his balls pressed up against me. And by now I was getting some of my strength back, but all that I could use it on was screaming, and I howled in agony against the cock in my mouth, but it accomplished nothing. And I think he actually liked it because he started moaning loudly and pushing his cock further in. And he growled and said, "That's it, slut. Worship daddy's cock like a good girl." The bastard. And pretty soon, he was sliding all the way into my throat and making me gag and choke. And I could feel my throat bulging from the way his length filled it up, and he was so big that I could barely manage to get any breath from around his cock. He just held it all the way down my throat, and I thought that I was going to pass out. Until finally, I felt him start to pull back again, and I gasped desperately and managed to get a few breaths when he withdrew so that just the head was poking past my lips. But then he thrust forward again, hard, and this time he didn't just leave it buried in my throat. He just started fucking it, roughly yanking my head upwards to meet his cock as he thrust forwards. God, I've never felt anything like it before, and my jaw was stretched so wide that it ached horribly, and I could feel my throat just being bruised by his repeated thrusts. Why didn't I bite down? Well, I guess I did have the strength, but what would it have done? I was fighting back as best as I could already. Okay, fine. I wasn't doing everything I could do to fight back, but so what? I was barely conscious at that point anyway. So, as the one guy was choking me on his cock, the other started fucking me just so hard. And he grunted and growled and he just fucked my ass like a wild animal. And I never imagined I could feel pain like that. And it was burning and stinging and aching so deep inside of me. And while he was sodomizing me, he reached down and he grabbed my breasts, pulling them out of my top and roughly pinching and yanking on my nipples. I don't know how I survived it. Maybe the only reason I didn't pass out from the pain and humiliation is that they didn't last very long. They're fucking assholes. And they really got off on raping and hurting a girl. The guy in my ass was the first to come, and he thrust in deep and shouted as he started to unload. And I just felt the sticky cum just shoot inside of me before he pulled out and shot the rest of it onto my belly. And there was the guy in my mouth. He followed shortly after that, and he started fucking my face so fast that I thought he was going to seriously break my nose up against him. And he forced me all the way down so my lips, they were pressed against the base and started, then he started coming and he held my head in an iron grip. So I had no choice but to just take it, swallowing his load as he just pumped it all down my throat, coating it. And he held me like that until he spent every last drop. And then he pulled out and, oh God, he smacked his cock against my face a few times, staining me with spit, throat slime, and cum. And then they both laughed and high-fived and left the room without even saying another word to me. It was like I was just some fuck toy that they could just use and ignore, and not even a person. After that, no one else came in, thank God, but it must have been hours before I had enough strength to get my clothes back together and get out of the house. And I couldn't walk in those stupid heels, so I had to go barefoot. Now I have these stupid little cuts and blisters on my feet, on top of everything else. So that's what happened, and that was the worst night of my entire life, and I thought that it would never end. The only thing giving me any kind of comfort right now is knowing that you are going to put those fucking pigs behind bars. Maybe they'll get to find out what it's like when someone forces a cock up their ass. So what do we do now? Can we go right over there and arrest them? I'm sure that they're just sleeping it off, and you'll probably find them in the frat house. Do you need to write something up first? God, I just cannot wait to see those fuckers pay. What the fuck do you mean that you're not going to arrest them? Haven't you heard what I've been telling you? Your pastors raped me, and they were fucking laughing about it. Why aren't you going to arrest them? It's my fault? Are you out of your fucking mind? Because I was wearing these clothes and flirting with that guy, it's okay for him to rape me? And his friends too. What about slipping a fucking roofie in my drink? I suppose that's my fault too? You don't believe I was drugged? Are you fucking kidding me? I was not drunk. I had 3 beers. That's it. Yes, I drank them quickly. I told you that already. I was just nervous and trying to loosen up. That's all that was. I wasn't drunk. Don't you think I know the difference? You fucking pig! I want your name and badge number, asshole. I'm gonna go out that door and tell your boss exactly what kind of misogynist, victim-blaming Neanderthal he has working with him. Let me out of here! Unlock this door and let me go! And stop grinning at me like that, you fucking pig! This is not funny. Open this door right this second, or there's gonna be hell to pay. What are you doing? Let me go! Stop this! You're a police officer! You can't do this! What are you doing? Stop touching me down there! I am not a stupid little slut! Wait, no! Please don't do this! And I promise I won't be a lying skank ever again.